Welcome to Package, the official podcast of the Liquor Stores Association of Western Australia. Your host today, Peter Kapsanis.
Yes, welcome to another edition of Package. Good to have your company. Well, at our recent Lion Liquor Industry Awards, Cape Cellars in Busselton took out the coveted Country Liquor Store of the Year. It's the fourth time Rob Zatila and his team have scooped the award. They also won the Overall Retailer of the Year award back in 2012. So a lot of good things have come out of Cape Cellars. Now, we thought it was more than a good enough reason to check in with Rob and find out more about the business and why it's been going strong now for more than 20 years, 22 years, in fact. Rob, welcome to Packaged.
Thanks, Peter.
What's the secret to your success?
Oh, look, Peter, I suppose hard work's probably the starting point. Really from a business, you know, perspective, really customers is really the most important thing that you've got. They're the people that you're trying to impress and connect with. And really you rely on your suppliers and the other mechanisms to sort of help you along the way. But really engaging with your customers and getting to know them, knowing their names, knowing their stories, and I suppose really just innovating along the way, I suppose. But the business and the industry has evolved as time has gone along and keeps changing. Probably seems to keep changing a lot quicker nowadays. So, just trying to stay ahead of the game or up with the game at least.
Tell me about the story of Cape Cellars. Why did you start out? How did you start out? And what did you want to focus on?
I was relatively young, Peter. I was about 31 when the store opened. There was a new license. I'd sort of been in banking from a sort of young age. I left school at 15 and worked in a bank for 11 years and sort of went travelling after that and ended up in Busselton. That's sort of where we decided to sort of move to, got married and moved down here. And after a year of sort of backpacking, I was sort of fairly free. And anyway, we sort of saw an opportunity, apply for a license. It was in the old days, sort of 98. It was a very different licensing regime, but lucky enough to get the license. And really just, yeah, you know, we started out with about 120 square metre sort of store. It was an old hardware store. That was a perfect spot for that side of town in Busselton. There was no license within about 3 km to town and about 8 km, 9 km to the Dunsborough side. So it was a good spot and yeah, we just sort of saw the opportunity and tried to service the market, I suppose.
When you say service the market, is that encouraging and highlighting and profiling local produce?
Yeah, I suppose it was 22 years ago, so I suppose I was fairly green, Peter, to be honest. really sort of coming from banking, it was, you know, that was a very retail sort of oriented sort of business as well. Well, it used to be anyway. I'm not so sure it is now. And really, I started the business probably with no great vision or ambition other than to get the business off the ground. And I suppose I really just learnt my way as in store, but had some great support along the way. You know, there were certainly some mentors along the way through the industry and I was very hungry for knowledge. So I would bug people, you know, through the buying group or anywhere else along the way and, you know, listen and try and absorb things from people who knew a lot more about it than me. So that was a big way to learn the game, I suppose.
Well, that thirst for knowledge and that, dare to dream vision that you had, it seems to have paid off 20 years plus on. Along the way, you would have had some challenges, not discounting the immediate challenges we've had over the last 18 months with COVID, but over the years, over the decades, what have been the hurdles and how have you overcome them?
I must admit, I don't think I've had anything terrible. In terms of the area, I've been very lucky. It's the southwest has been a growing area. So I suppose I think, you know, the location that we sort of moved into was a great spot, and we've been fortunate in the southwest to really have a growing population, growing tourism. So in some ways, it's sort of been quite fortunate. As the industry's kind of evolved, you know, obviously the chains have been a much bigger pressure. We had a Dan Murphy's open up down here about 6 or 7 years ago, and you know, that obviously had a huge impact on the Busselton town site and a bit broader. But you know, we lost a couple of stores in town. You know, a couple of long-term retailers closed their doors or sold off, basically after their businesses were wiped out within the town centre. So we've sort of stayed in the game and kept it competitive, and really, you know, before Dan Murphy came into town, we did start changing our business model, I suppose. We refocused on what we were doing and how we were doing it, and really, you know, really try to develop a model that was competitive but different, you know. So not going head to head with the chains, but more being a little bit cleverer, I suppose, in how we tackle it.
So is that model, does part of that model include advocating and encouraging the sale of local produce throughout? I know I asked you earlier, but no doubt, is Cape still synonymous for stocking local produce?
Yeah, we are very much so, Peter. Yeah, I suppose we're pretty early adopters with craft beer. Craft beer is obviously you know, a huge part of the market now. Maybe not in leaderage, but certainly in terms of I suppose being a draw card to clients. You know, so not everyone kind of drinks, you know, cartons and cartons of craft beer, but you know, they like craft beer, or buy a carton of a normal beer that they'll have as a fridge filler, but you know, they really want to come in and be engaged with selecting, you know, what's new and cool and interesting, and really we try to do the same with the wine and really focus in on the local in particular. But having said that, Peter, you know, we're still, you know, very mindful of being competitive on mainstream products as well. So I suppose we've always sort of tried to have a multi-pronged sort of attack, I suppose, or engagement with the customer, really. You know, we're competitive. We try and offer a really interesting range of product, try and be innovative and you know, really engage with the customer, number one, to be honest. So I think customers forgive you a lot of things if they actually like you and enjoy coming to shop with you, to be honest. So
it's all about
I think that, yeah, relationships are number one, Peter. You know, that's whether that's, you know, with distributors, you know, wholesalers, reps, customers. It's a relationship industry. That's what it's all about.
Fortunately, the liquor industry, liquor stores have remained open during the restrictions and lockdowns and remain classified as an essential service. How have you been able to navigate through the last 18 months with lockdowns and COVID and now also leading into now what is a mandatory vaccination regime? We fall in the what's called the lockdown group, so any staff that want to work during a lockdown period must be vaccinated. What's the sentiment amongst you and your management team in relation to this? Are there any concerns about mandatory jabs?
Yeah, look, Peter, I mean, it is a tricky situation, I suppose. As a, you're looking at this as an individual, as an employer, as you know, as your responsibilities to your employees and your customers. So certainly, all of our, you know, senior staff have been vaccinated, and you know, that's I don't, as an individual, and that's not something we've directed, but you know, people people have taken it on themselves and understand the importance of what the vaccination means to the community, I suppose, and those people around them. So certainly as individuals, you know, that we as a team are totally supportive of vaccinations. From a business point of view, I certainly support, you know, the state government in the policy. I understand it, and you know, I think as an individual, as a business owner, I have got a responsibility to all of my staff, vaccinated or unvaccinated, really, and you know that they need to be able to work in a safe environment, and you know all the medical advice is saying to be safe, people must be vaccinated, and you know that's the advice that you know I think the government has followed and should follow, and that's certainly the advice that we'll follow, given the government's instructed us anyway. But it would be, you know, the logical thing to do is to have your staff vaccinated.
Cape Sellers have been a member of the LSA for some time. How important is it to be part of an advocacy group and a lobby group like the LSAWA, Rob?
Oh, I think it's essential, Peter. I'm pretty sure we joined the first year. I think back in '99, we became a member straight away, and you know, it's a really important thing. You know, in the early years for me, I found connections within the industry through the LSA, and you know, found people through the LSA and through the buying group that were in the industry, that had been around a long time. And I suppose, you know, you take inspiration from these guys, and, you know, you go and look at their stores, see what they're doing, and talk to other people, talk to reps, and you find out about their businesses and what makes them so good. And really, you know, over the last probably decade or so, it's been even more important. I think the LSA has really taken on a great advocacy sort of role for the industry, and you know that's been tremendously important, I think, for the independent, you know, totally appreciative of, you know, where they've sort of got to and the changes that they're able to be involved with, you know, through the current government and the changes to the liquor industry that really, you know, has created you know, probably I think it's the best structured liquor industry in Australia. I think WA is by far and away the most vibrant and interesting liquor industry in Australia. I think we have a really great balance of independent trades, as well as you know, chains and, you know, small boutique operators. I think it's just a really well balanced industry, and you know, that there's opportunities there and for everybody, and there's the markets being serviced. You know, people love the fact that they can come into a, you know, an independent store and get the range of product and the engagement and the selection that people really want nowadays. You know, they really do want obscure things and interesting things and trends to be followed. So, you know, I think the LSA's it's been a credit. It's, you know, it's really evolved along the way, as all great organisations do. And yeah, you'd be crazy really not to be supporting the LSA as we should as an industry, and, you know, using them to communicate to government and to the public. And yeah, it's a great institution. Well,
The board and the CEO will be thanking you. All right, Rob. Well, look, we are running out. We are coming close to the end of time. So we do thank you for chatting with us today on Package. Congratulations once again on winning the Country Liquor Store of the Year at our recent awards night. The fourth time you've scooped those awards, including the 2012 Gong for Overall Store of the Year. So sounds like Cape Sellers continues to grow from strength to strength, and no doubt a few more awards in the making and waiting in the next few years as well. Rob, thanks again for your time, and we hope you have a busy trade period between now and Christmas and beyond. And we look forward to catching up with you in the near future.
Thanks, Peter. Appreciate it, mate. Thank you.